on 2707. Patient lifted two pieces of lumber, within parentheses, 2 by 8 feet. Comma, 2 by 10 feet, end of parenthesis, weighing 50 pounds each. While carrying these pieces, he stepped back and lost his balance. He slipped and fell on his left side. He was supporting the woods, W-O-O-D-S, with his left shoulder to avoid hurting his head. He moved his left upper extremity so that the wood can fall on the ground away from his body. In that process, the wood struck his left hand. And left thumb. Four men, Felipe, saw the witness. The foreman Felipe witnessed the accident. Patient was driven to the company clinic, U.S. Health Works, HW capitals, U.S. Health Works. He had x-rays and given work restrictions. He was given a work restriction against use of his left hand. He then received physical therapy in bubbling water. And a thumb splint. Around 3:14:07, therapy was stopped. Dr. Davis, apostrophe S, report of 9:10:10 indicates on pages 3 and 4 that patient then saw Dr. Davis on 3:22:07. Dr. Davis diagnosed post-traumatic ganglion cyst, left wrist, comma, possible post-traumatic median nerve injury at the wrist because of reduced thumb movement, which Dr. Davis wrote with the inverted commas, may be secondary to paralysis of abductor, ABDUCTOR, pollicis, POLLICIS, brevis, BREVIS, opponens, OPPONENS, pollicis, POLLICIS, longus, LONGUS, and flexor, pollicis, brevis, FLEXOR, POLLICIS, BREVIS, but definitely restricted by at least pain and apprehension of the left wrist. Within parentheses, comment, median nerve injury diagnosis is extremely unlikely. This was a clear-cut local contusion of the thumb. Dr. Davis did not present any other signs suggesting median nerve injury. For example, signs and symptoms suggestive of carpal tunnel syndrome, end of parentheses. Dr. Davis also diagnosed possible post-traumatic ulnar, ULNAR, nerve injury at the elbow or axilla. Given the loss of adduction, ADDUCTION of the thumb, due to paralysis of abductor, ABDUCTOR, pollicis muscles, but definitely restricted by at least pain and apprehension of the left wrist. The fourth diagnosis was intersegmental dysfunctions, within parentheses, subluxations, and parentheses of the hand, wrist, and elbow on the left. Next, on page 4 of the 10-2012 report, Dr. Davis states, with an inverted commas, the patient related that his first surgery was in approximately 1985, which was a cholecystectomy, end of inverted commas. Comment? In bold, Dr. Davis has seen patient's abdominal ultrasound report within parentheses, page 22 of 10-2012 report, end of parentheses, where which clearly states within inverted commas there are multiple stones seen within the gallbladder, end of inverted commas. Comment. take out the word comment. Yet, on page 62 of the 10-2012 report, Dr. Davis diagnosed as diagnosis number 24, cholelithiasis without cholecystitis. Please take out the previous line, previous sentence. Yet Dr. Davis did not remove the history of cholecystectomy because patient's gallbladder is still intact. Next. V, full stop, Fortanasi, F as in France, O-R-T-A-N-A-S-C-E, M-D. Clinical professor of neurology at USC, capital. 9:30:10 report. patient's name has been misspelled as Albey in at least 8 places. Within parentheses, correct spelling, colon, Albey, A-B, B as in boy. The test was performed on 9/30/10, which is the date of the report. Dr. Fultanasi signed it on 11/1/10. It was served on Dr. Watkin and Hartford, Hartford, on 1/26/11. Comment. Dr. Fultanasi provided the results of his test of 9/30/10 to Dr. Watkins almost 4 months later. Apparently, such a substantial delay renders the clinical utility of this test, reduces the clinical utility of this test. Whatever intervention Dr. Watkin wanted to take had to be taken 4 months late. End of parentheses. On page 3, Dr. Fultanasi writes under surgical history, cholecystectomy. Comment, patient still has her gallbladder. What she had was appendicectomy. On page 6, the conclusion states, within inverted commas, right carpal tunnel syndrome possible early, comma, left carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, bilateral thoracic outlet syndrome, comma, polyneuropathy, comma, anxiety and exaggerated response to minimal pain made examination difficult. Comment. Dr. Fultanasi did not explain the basis of these diagnoses under the conclusions. Next, on page 7, Dr. Fultanasi states under discussion, colon, the patient gave a valid effort. She seemed to be, it was this examiner's opinion that the patient gave a valid effort, VALID. She seemed to be forthright in her history and cooperated fully in the physical examination. but anxiety and emotions made her often overreact to sensory examination. The patient's EMG and nerve conduction study showed a mild right carpal tunnel syndrome, normal left median nerve. Within parentheses, comment, if the left median nerve was normal, Dr. Fultanasi's diagnosis of left carpal tunnel syndrome on page 6 had no basis. End of parenthesis. There was no demonstrable thoracic outlet syndrome. Within parenthesis. Comment, however, on page 6, Dr. Fultanasi has diagnosed bilateral thoracic outlet syndrome. Again, this is an internal conflict. End of parenthesis. Next, no evidence of radiculopathy in any extremity. No cervical nor lumbosacral areas. Also, no evidence of neuropathy of the lower extremities. Comment, within parentheses, comment, on page 7, under conclusion, Dr. Fultanasi diagnosed polyneuropathy. Next paragraph. Could you please cross-check your conclusions on page 6 of your 9/30/10 report and your comments under discussion? You have mentioned left carpal tunnel syndrome, bilateral thoracic outlet syndrome, and polyneuropathy under conclusion. However, you have ruled them out under discussion. Please put the C of conclusion and the D of discussion as capital. Could you reissue a corrected report as soon as possible? Thank you. Dr. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Lewis, reviewed Dr. Fultanasi's report on page 47 of his 2/16/11 report. And gave all of the conflicting information. Within parentheses, Dr. Fultanasi's conclusions and then Dr. Fultanasi's comments, which conflicted with each other. Likewise, I found a discrepancy in Dr. Roston, R-O-S-T-O-N, apostrophe S, review of Dr. Fultanasi's report. I could not make sense of the conflicting statements in the report. Therefore, I requested a copy of the original. I had not received Dr. Fultanasi's report of 9/30/10. Therefore, I requested a copy of the actual report. From Dr. Fultanasi and Mr. Mori. After I reviewed the actual report on 10/12/13, I wrote to Dr. Fultanasi to issue a corrected final report.